us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor and miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and that I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent and their sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off.
committing yourself to being tortured. You say to humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against the truth, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? This God is my strong refuge and has made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me to secure on heights. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did. And 23,000 fell in one day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, so that you may be able to endure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth,
Those who are men who serve two masters, for either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke 16, verses 8 and 9. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwelling. I suspect that just about everybody will agree that the gospel read in church on this ninth Sunday after Trinity is one of the most difficult readings in the entire Christian year, because on the face of it, it looks as if the Lord Jesus is approving some rather shady dealings. Well, what is going on here? A manager for a rich man suddenly learns that charges have been brought against him, that he has been wasting the rich man's resources and will lose his job. He says, I cannot dig, to beg I am ashamed. And then he decides to ingratiate himself with the rich man's debtors by cleverly reducing what they owe the rich man, so that when the manager's out of a job, these grateful debtors will provide for him. And when this comes to the rich man's attention, he in fact commends the dishonest manager not for his dishonesty, but for his shrewdness. And the Lord Jesus says, the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings. To put all this quite simply, Jesus is saying that worldly people are more shrewd, more clever in dealing with their own kind than are believers. And Jesus tells his hearers, he tells us, to use what wealth we have, whatever God has given us, to make friends here on earth, so that when this life is over, they will in fact welcome us in heaven. Well, this is a bit difficult too, because when we hear that, we may again be very perplexed, as if helping people is what will guarantee our place in heaven. But how can that possibly be? We know that the Lord Jesus himself, through his holy life, his innocent suffering and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, is himself the gate and door to heaven, and that we can in no way make ourselves worthy of the life and joy everlasting. That is pure gift of the merciful Savior. So again, what are we to make of all this? It is true that Christ alone is the gate and door of heaven. But it's also true that whatever good we do in this life, by way of showing mercy to others as Christ has shown mercy on us, is evidence of our faith. Evidence of our faith. As Christ is merciful, so also are those who trust in him. And it is the teaching of the Lord Jesus that the good we in fact do in this life, although not meriting eternal life, will in fact be rewarded in the life to come. Those we have helped will be witnesses to the mercy we've shown them, in helping them, we are in fact helping Christ himself, as Jesus himself teaches, that when at the last judgment the sheep on his right hand ask him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What a call to repentance this is for all of us, for each and every one. This puzzling parable that Jesus tells is in fact an invitation to follow him in his great generosity. Remember how when St. Paul was gathering a collection for the poor Christians at Jerusalem, he wrote to the Christians in Corinth, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. He came to restore the image of God in us, which was lost through the fall, to replace our inborn selfishness with the generosity that we see so clearly, so fully, in the eternal Son of God made flesh for our salvation." In the church, we often talk about Christian stewardship. And what that means is simply this, that as human beings, nothing is finally our own apart from our sins. But everything that we are and we have is God's gracious gift. And we then are but stewards or managers of all that God has given us. Whatever God has given you and me, whether that be in terms of wealth or wisdom or compassion or sympathy or all kinds of gifts to cheer people, to encourage them, whatever gifts we have are to be shared as Christ shared completely his life with us so that we might share his forever. Everything we are and have is in fact lent to us by God to be used generously. Not just whatever wealth may be ours, but everything God has given us in terms of compassion, kindness, insight, intelligence, wisdom, cheerfulness, all kinds of skills, everything lent by God for us to use in mercy and love for others. In Jesus Christ our Lord, we see the magnificently generous God whom we are called to follow all the days of our life. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers today, we remember all who mourn the death of Donald Weber, the longtime organist of our Savior congregation. In fact, for 58 years. He died early this morning. And so we pray for God's comfort for all who mourn his passing, and we give thanks for the wonderful gift Don was to the Christian people here at Our Savior Church. We also remember our organist, Matthew Bunn, who is having surgery this week. Let us stand and pray for the church and for the world. O Lord our God, holy and infinite, you caused the light to shine out of darkness and have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Accept now in your endless mercy this our sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise, and mercifully hear our requests. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember your whole church throughout the world, all the pastors and ministers of your holy word and sacraments, the chaplains of the armed forces of our nation, and the missionaries of your grace at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember also the President of the United States and the Governor of this state, the Congress and our legislature, our judges and magistrates, and all who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that justice and peace may everywhere prevail. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember in your compassion all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially all persecuted Christians and all those for whom our prayers are desired, Matthew, and all who mourn the death of your faithful servant Donald. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also remember before you, Donald, and all those who have departed this faith in the true faith of your holy name, and pray that we, together with them, may have our portion with all your saints in life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Let us sing hymn 640.